Yeah, I just did it. I hit record because I don't even want to test. Where's my start button? Shoot, off to a bad start. Here we go.
Fuck it, no sound test.
No sound test, no intro. I hope somebody, this is their first episode of JBC. And they're like, really, this is... Carl, you've been telling me how great these guys are for like a year now. And they suck.
Well, here, let me just throw out the classic then. Okay. My name is Joe Neal. This is Jason Mark. We are brothers from another mothers, but the same grandmothers. That's not grammatically correct. JBC.
Yeah, that's us. We're here to talk about whatever the heck we want to for as long as we feel like it until we're tired and want to go to bed, which might be in about 5 minutes.
I think it's already happening.
Yeah? You ready to go to bed?
Our listener will understand. Yes, we're sleepy. That's why... No silly sound test.
No silly sound
just
test.
Just the most basic intro ever. And by the way, yeah. JBC stands for Just Be Cousins.
Yeah, we forgot to say that. If Carl turns you on to this, whoever you are, and this is your first episode, Just Be Cousins. Could it stand for anything else, you think? I mean, like, if we wanted to branch out. Like, say you and I had a schism, and we decided we're going to do our own thing. We're both going to take JBC, but it's going to be two different podcasts. What would yours be?
Jerks being crass.
Jerks being crass. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the same as this.
I was just being descriptive.
Yeah.
We wouldn't really have to branch out there. It would just keep doing
what you're doing. Yeah. Jerks being crass. Let's see. I think I'd pick something like Jesuits born crazy. And it would just be about like religious people and how, you know, when they were like 3 years old, they're like, Satan, Satan, Satan. And mom took them to like the Catholic church and they like hardcore Catholicized them. And that's why they're Jesuits. I don't know.
How about jerking off behind the couch?
I like that. Jerking off behind the couch.
I guess that would be J-O-B-C.
It'd be J-O-B-T-C.
And why am I jerking off behind the couch? Am I hiding?
Yeah. I'm jerking off by the couch. How about just by the couch? Because you don't want to get it dirty, but you still want to see the TV. So you're by the couch. No, right. I got it. Even better. Jerking off because of the couch. There we go. Nailed it. That's a nice couch. It's a real
thanks,
nice couch.
Man.
Yeah,
it is. I wouldn't want to get my love juice on that couch.
You don't want to because that couch has got memories. Hey, speaking of memories, you know how you've got like a mistress? And her name is, I can't remember her name. I saw a picture today on the internet of Carly Rae Jepsen. Look just like your mistress. How about that?
No kidding, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, her hair was shorter than last time I saw her. I mean, Carly Rae, not your mistress. And it was just the way she was smiling. You know, she had some shades on. Your mistress rocks some cool shades. And I just thought, yeah. Yeah, so call me, maybe. That's the only thing I know about Carly Rae Jepsen.
You know, it's... It turns out that my mistress is actually my wife.
Oh, she was two-timing you. Retro two-time, like inverted two-timing you. She was square root of one-ing, negative one-ing you. This is not the math episode. I don't even want to.
She cuckolded herself.
She cuckolded herself. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, whoever she is or was or will be, if it turns out you wake up one day next to Carly Rae Jepsen, don't freak out. It's just your mistress wife. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, I've got a little echo going here.
You do? All right. Do something with it. I think you're louder than me in general. I'm looking at the old waveforms. But you know what, Joe Neal, brother from another mother but same grandmother, I think I like it that way. I want you to be louder than me because your voice is nicer. And you've got some stuff you wanted to talk about today. Am I correcto mundo, as they say in Mexico?
You know what? It's supposed to be a random show, which sometimes we call, JBC Unplugged, JBC Naked and Raw.
I think we call it JBC Plugged Up is what we call it.
Bareback. Bareback Mountain, JBC.
Broke Bear. Broken Bear.
Jerking off because of the couch.
Jerking off because of the couch. Yeah.
It's, I've decided, because I'm like, well, I do have all these built-up notes of just silly shit that I could maybe bring up. And I'm looking through the notes, and I'm like, I don't know. I think this might end up being the boring show. But
well, you know what?
I don't want to call that out.
You know what, though, Joe? Not to interrupt you.
Just stop listening now.
Just to interrupt you, though, if it's the boring show, good, because fuck Carl. Trying to get people to listen to that shitty podcast he's been into for all this time. He really needs to get off the stump. Get over it, Carl. Quit making your friends listen to this goddamn show. Because it's stupid. It's boring. You know
what I'm saying? Did I miss? I'm not paying very good attention either because I'm very sleepy. I don't want to fall asleep on the podcast. I don't think I will. I'm going to try and wake up. I got a little glass of wine here.
Okay.
Got myself a cigarette.
Nothing like alcohol to wake a person up.
Who's Carl?
Carl's that fucker who made his friends listen to JBC, and this is their first episode that they've ever listened to. Remember?
Oh, okay.
Back at minute one and a half?
Yeah, see, I was already spacing out.
Okay,
and I'm sorry. I'm not a very good co-host.
No, you're fine.
I have a lot of negative things to say about this podcast. I usually wait to do that normally until the end, but I'm just coming out of the gate. Yeah. This show's boring. No, I'm kidding. Well, let's
we have fun,
let's chat it up, man.
Yeah, let's chat it up. Bring
what you been up to? Do you have any funny stories?
Let's see.
You were hoping that I had some funny stories.
I was hoping that you did. Do I have any funny stories? So, okay, this is kind of a funny story. Everyone knows my wife's name is Allison, right? So I got a phone call, and normally I don't answer the phone because fuck phones, right? And it's this woman's voice. She's like, so, telling people we're married, huh? I don't recognize this voice at all. And I'm like, excuse me? She goes, yeah, well, just stop it. Okay, click. And I'm like, okay, that was weird, right? Ooh, dial tone. So I hang up the phone. Phone rings almost immediately on the back of that. Same woman, same voice. She's like, and another thing. And I said, hang on a second, lady, really, seriously, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't tell anybody I'm married to anybody except my wife. And she goes, this is Allison, and you've been. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And she said, you know what? Just because of that, I'm going to get a sex change, and now everyone's going to say you're married to a guy named Allison. Click. And I was like, what the fuck was that? So that
happened.
That's
kind of like cutting off your vagina despite your gender.
Yeah. Sex. Yeah. I'm just looking forward to meeting Allison somewhere. Allison. Like, I know this isn't over. I'm going to get another phone call. It's going to be Allison. It's going to have, like, that fake low voice, like, but this is Allison. You still haven't got it? And I'm just, yeah. I don't know.
Well, I get it. Someone was so pissed off because their name was Allison.
Yeah.
They're now going to have a sex change despite you.
Yeah. So if, like,
that's
you
pretty
know,
hardcore.
So if, like, if this is your first episode and you're like, okay, Carl, I went back. I didn't listen to episode 298. I decided to go back. I picked a random episode. I picked episode 79. And isn't that Jason Mark, the guy, the dude who's married to a dude named Hal? And now you know the story. If you should have listened to episode 298 or whichever one we're on now, but instead you went back in time to, when did we do episode 79? That's like August 2018 or something. Anyway.
Yep. That's it. I'm looking at the records. That's
are you?
That's okay. Correct.
So tell us some stories, Joel. Read some of your notes. I want to hear what's been going on. Like, and what's
all
in
right,
your brain?
Let's see how they pan out here. Yeah. Now, just as a little bit of a backdrop, Jason and I used to have a shared notes thing where if something came up and we thought maybe it was funny, we would put it on the notes and remind each other or kind of prep each other to so we can talk about certain stuff
that we thought was funny.
Then we realized it's better to just bring stuff in that we're not aware of, that one another is not privy to, and then it's a little bit more surprising and maybe we'll make each other laugh. Maybe.
Yeah, that was back when we actually thought putting effort into the
notes.
Show was worthwhile. Yeah.
Say that again? I missed that.
That's because I totally interrupted you. I said that was back when we thought putting effort into the show was worthwhile. We know better now.
This is like the lethargy show.
It is. This is the we fucking hate ourselves, why are we here show.
All right, so I've got all these notes. I haven't brought any of this shit up because we've been kind of doing themes and two music themes in a row because we couldn't stop talking about how disturbing mumble rap was. It's kind of funny. Anyway, just theme after theme after theme. And here is what I had. Okay. All right. Let me start with this. Yeah. I think maybe you'll like this. I think it goes along with lethargy a little bit. I wrote down here point farting.
Okay. Off to a good start.
Now, before I describe that, I think if you make a guess as to what I'm referring to, you might be right on. So what would you say point farting is?
I'm gonna say it's like someone's like, hey, you see that tree? And the other person's like, no, which tree? That one right there. Which tree? No, that one right there. That one? No, that one. Is it that one? No. And then you turn around, drop trout. You're like, oh, that one that just wilted. Yeah, you pointed at it with a fart.
Ah, so you point your asshole at things, fart upon them, and then they either die or shrivel up. And
yeah.
Point farting. Okay. Yeah. That's good. I think that's almost better than mine. I realized that I have a long tradition. Actually, maybe my father started it and I got it from him, but we'll go outside and smoke a cigarette together. I mostly do the point farting thing when I'm with my father, and he's... he does it as well. So we do it at each other. Okay. And you go outside and you smoke a cigarette, and cigarettes are stimulants to your digestive tract or your bowels. So smoking a cigarette goes right along with farting. If there's any of you out there that weren't already disgusted by smoking, I just thought I'd ramp it up a little bit.
I did not know that. I did not know that those who smoke together fart together. No wonder y'all make friends so easily. You're out there. It's like, you know, it's 11:30 at night. It's 5 degrees below zero. You're shivering your ass off in your pajamas and your robe, smoking a cigarette, farting on each other. No wonder you're buddies. It's like you've gone through trauma together.
Yeah. Well, anyway, point farting is that. Well, let me just maybe give you a basic example. You know when let's say you're in a recording studio and silently somebody with their hands signals 3, 2, 1 and then points at you?
Yeah.
Well, a basic point fart might be to fart right when the point is at you. Just that gesture. So if you were sitting right next to me, I could just point right at your face and fart. So that's the basics. That's point farting.
All right.
But see, it starts getting a little bit more interesting if you put little dance moves in there, or like,
Pointer Sister farting.
And you know, this is disappointing. Point farting just isn't as much fun unless you're doing it, and it's just not as funny.
It's not as fun.
Here's one. You know what the wave is?
Is this about point farting? Because I want to say one more point farting thing.
Point farting. Oh yeah, this is still point farting.
Oh yeah, good. What the wave when you're in like a stadium and some jerk stands up and goes woo, and then unfortunately there's another jerk next to him and he goes woo.
That's the group wave in stadiums. Okay. I'm talking about the wave. It's like this silly move that breakdancers used to do in the 80s.
Like the centipede. With your arms like this? Yeah, I'm doing it on a podcast. Everybody, can you see me? Oh, yeah. I'm popping.
Well, that's our only hope. If any of you, that is our one listener, remembers the wave, there's no way I can really explain it to you. You do this weird move with one arm. It kind of flows over your shoulders and then ends up on the other arm. Looks like a wave. Well, if you were standing near me, and I did the wave, and at the end I pointed and farted,
yeah,
that would be a pretty good point fart.
That would be, yeah,
not bad.
Yeah,
and then you can do all sorts of fun stuff like the point two guns and fire the guns and fart. Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Like that. You like can that. Do the swinging your arm around like you're playing a guitar.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Like Pete Townsend.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just off.
I think he was playing
with
a bass
double
though,
point.
Okay.
And fart at you. I don't know. Yeah, I've done all sorts of weird point farts, and it doesn't get any better than the wave. Really, I put out the most entertaining one.
Welcome, ladies
and gentlemen, to the boring show. But if you were here, Jason, I would point fart at you.
Okay, because you got the cigarette and you're going to start farting soon. Let me ask you this question about point farting. Is it something that you like, you're inside, you're eating a filet of fish that somebody left from the party last night, but you're too hungover to eat anything else, and you're watching like a rerun of Lifestyles of Rich and Famous, and it occurs to you, I need a cigarette. So you go outside, you go down like 18 flights of stairs, you're outside, and there's another person there, and you're smoking, and you have a fart coming on. You're thinking to yourself, okay, I'm going to go to my repertoire of point farts to pick one. Or do you just like, no, I'm going to let the moment take me. I'm going to just make it up as it comes. I'm just going to be like, here we go. And then you're like, you do some sort of like solving a Rubik's Cube, solved. And right, you hold your hand up like it's solved, and you go, fart. Is that like you just make it up?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Maybe yeah. I needed your help, because what you really got to just set yourself free.
Yeah.
You know, like go out and start doing a little disco dance like John Travolta. And then you know how he points up and then he points kind of down at an angle and then points up again. Well, if you have three or four farts, you can do that dance and time every point with another fart. That'd be good.
Do you think it'd be like you're down there. You did this awesome point fart. Another dude, he's like looking at you. His cigarette is like stuck to his bottom lip and just hanging there because his jaw's dropped. He's like, did that just happen? And he spends the rest of his day trying to think up. He's like, all right, what do I got to do? I got to get some refried beans. And I got to, what am I going to do? I'm going to watch MTV Cribs. And I'm going to figure out some kind of cool ass move. And next time I see that guy down there. And like, he's like smoke. He's going down every 10 minutes to see if you're there. And, you know, he's practicing. He becomes like the world. He becomes, do you remember that movie? What was that movie? Highlander? No, Forlander. Zoolander. Zoolander? There's a lot of Lander movies. There's Lunar Lander, Highlander, Zoolander. You remember Zoolander? And there was the one guy with the dark hair and one dude with blonde hair, and they were in competition. And
so it would be like that, except with point farting. That's basically what my father and I do, except we're not dressed like male models, nor do we look like male models.
Well,
my dad may be more so than me.
Your dad may not. Okay.
Yeah, you know another good one is, though?
What?
Just like you're like it's high noon in the Old West.
Yeah.
And you got to draw your pistol.
Yeah.
You got to draw your revolver as fast as you can. And
what's
fire.
That sound?
That's a good point fart, too.
All right, let me find that. No, I'm not going to.
Real quick. And just get it out there.
Wow,
now, different point farts work for different lengths and depths of farts, or different rhythms of farts.
Okay.
Anyway, you can just, next time you're outside and you got to fart a whole lot, just give it a try. It's childish joy.
What really? I have to be outside?
No, you don't have. Well, I prefer to be outside because normally I'm smoking.
Okay.
My dad did something related to a point fart the last time I saw him. It was just kind of like an amazing magic trick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was lighting his cigarette, and I guess he's so sensitive, or it's like some Pavlovian thing, where as soon as he lights the cigarette, his you know, bodily functions were activated, and he immediately, as he was lighting the cigarette, he ripped an enormous fart, and it it kind of affected his whole body, and he like exhaled really quick, and while he was trying to light a cigarette, and like a fireball came shooting out of the front of his cigarette, and he looked all surprised. He looked surprised, and yeah, it wasn't a point fart, but it was, I guess it was a fireball fart.
Fireball fart. It was like that next level. My dad, next time your dad and or my dad are on the show, we can bring this up, because your dad like auto farts when he smokes, and my dad, this is going to crack you up if you picture my dad. My dad auto farts when he plays hacky sack. I don't know why. Maybe it's all that.
See, that's good, because really you're kick farting.
Exactly. It's not like point farting, but it's kick farting.
Yeah. And that leads me to the next note, because I said point farting, and then there's two spaces down, and then it says also kick farting.
Oh, okay.
And then it says crane kick, self-explanatory.
Whoa. Yeah. So
you do the Karate Kid.
Yeah, okay.
You know, lift up your arms.
Like a crane and one leg.
Like a crane, and then you know, switch, do the Karate Kid kick, and as your foot goes out and almost, or maybe actually hits somebody in the face, you also fart.
Nice, yeah.
And the type of fart you're going to want for that one is like a real, like, bombastic.
Yeah.
Kind of like, maybe even like violent fart.
Like a brap. Yeah, a brap, as opposed to a poop. Yeah.
Yeah. One that hurts.
Yeah.
You.
Wouldn't that be the best, though? Like, you're at a bar, you're having a drink, some dude's like, you looking at my girlfriend? And you're like, no. And he's like, why, you think she's ugly? Yeah, she's kind of a dog. And he's like, let's take this outside. You're like, I kind of finished my drink. Fuck you. And so you go outside, and he's like shadow box and get ready to kick your ass, and you just start farting. You're just farting and farting and farting. And you're like, all right, let's see. Excuse me. All right, I'm ready. Let's, okay, we need to. And it won't stop. And, like, there's a crowd, and they're all cracking up. This guy's looking around like, what the fuck's going on? That would be hilarious. And then.
And you're also just kind of like.
And you're pointing. Yeah, you're doing all your moves, too. You're just like mm-hmm. Karate Kid, and you do the Saturday Night Live.
Light a cigarette, do the fireball fever. Fart.
Yeah.
Then quick draw his ass, high noon.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Outdraw him. Fart, point fart him.
Yeah. And then and then he's like, where's everybody going? And because they're walking away because, you're done farting and they don't want to see. And where's everybody going? And they say, your girlfriend actually is kind of ugly. Turns out his girlfriend's name is Hallison and he doesn't know.
Nice. Yeah. Nice turn. I've got some other things here.
More notes. Let's do this.
I think this is just something I was thinking. I wanted to hear your thoughts. I know this isn't a movie episode, nor is it a comic book episode or a cartoon episode, but I said I really like this actor, Idris Elba.
Yeah. He's won
awards.
He was
on The Wire.
Hasn't he won awards?
My wife. Say again?
Hasn't he won awards?
Yeah, I believe so. He was in Luther.
You don't have win awards to be a good performer, but I'm going to look him up anyway. But go ahead.
Anyway, he's just he's an intimidating presence, and he's just a cool-looking dude. And I think the acting, he can go real bleak and real intimidating, and he smolders.
He does smolder.
And I decided that he should fucking be Batman. Not Ben Affleck. I think that he should be the next Batman.
I think he'd be a great Batman, yeah.
Yeah, I think he'd be awesome. Any of you out there, if our listener knows Idris Elba, just think about that.
Okay.
Think of him in the cape and cowl.
Here's what you've done, Joe. You've come up with, I think, a really great idea. And it's one that no one's thought of. And those are rare, right? I mean, like, we could be silly and say, you know who should play The Dark Knight? It should be Danny DeVito. Ha, 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 right? But no, Idris Elba, I think, would be good. So who's going to play the iconic villain? I don't know if you want to go Joker or if you want to go, Penguin.
It's worth it to say, who have you always – and let's try and pick one that hasn't actually gone out for the role. Because I look into the who wants to be the Joker and who's tried to be the Joker.
Okay.
And there's been a lot of really good candidates and – I wasn't expecting Heath Ledger to be so goddamn good.
But well, see, there you go.
He did a great job.
I think Idris Elba did that role. He came out of nowhere, and you're like, fuck, that's good. So, yeah. So who would we put against Idris Elba? And at the risk of sounding like a pandering shithead, not pandering, that's not the right word. I'm trying to think of somebody who is of an ethnic variety that one doesn't normally get in the Joker role.
Oh, because that's true. Because Idris Elba, I think, would be the first black Batman.
Yeah. But I don't want this to be an exercise in, let's just do a black version of the Batman
black
movie.
Version of the Joker? Yeah, that would be.
No, not necessarily. But
that would be trite.
Like, what if Lucy Liu played the Joker? That's out there, but,
You're just saying let's branch out from just white dude Joker.
Unless you can think of one that's like, wait a minute, that's just so crazy it could work,
Actually, you know what? Let's do this, actually. Let's pick different combinations of ethnicity and gender and pick a Joker – or pick a Batman villain.
Yeah.
And just match them up.
Oh, let's do this.
Let's start with the Joker. So let's start with the black man.
Okay.
Black man – who's a black man that would
– Who's going to be a real Joker good out of the black Joker? All right. I'm just not good with Hollywood names.
I got one. David Alan Greer.
David Alan Greer. Oh, he's hilarious, and I bet he could play.
He's like a Tony winning. Well, he's multi-talented. He's not only funny, he's a really great actor, and I think he could make it scary.
And he'd be
fucking crazy. He'd be out of his mind.
I was going to say that dude who was in that movie with that guy from that TV show, but I don't think his face is too boyish.
No, you're right.
His face is too boyish and good looking to be the Joker.
All right, so give me well, you already gave me an Asian woman Joker, though. I don't think Lucy Liu would do a good job.
I don't want to say short.
Now that I think about it.
You know what? You know why? She's got too much substance. Like, you would see her and you would go, oh, that's Lucy Liu. Right? I mean, she's a really, really, really good actor, but you could not see her. It's like if Tom Hanks played the Joker, right? You'd be like, Tom Hanks is a gifted actor, but he's still Tom Hanks. You can't get past that. So it would have to be somebody who's on the, like, if Michael Cera played the Joker, that would be just so fucking weird. You'd be like, oof, okay. Mm. I don't think that, though, you should put Michael Cera and Idris Elba in the Dark Knight movie. If they're going to be in a movie together, you should give them a good script and an actually decent director and something they can actually sink their teeth into. Get value out of that combo. But this isn't a movie
episode. How about a female Hispanic woman playing...
Okay.
Playing the Joker. Let's stick with the Joker. That's the most interesting character.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay.
Are you having a hard time coming up with a Hispanic woman at all right now?
No, I got one.
You're on the lethargy episode.
I'm trying to figure out her name, though. That's the thing. Selma Hayek, right? I think she's got the chops to pull it off. She's a little bit on the older side these days, but maybe with, you know, makeup and whatnot. Because I've seen her play some pretty dark, gritty roles. And she's born Cable, scaring the shit out of me, so.
Ooh. Yeah. All right.
So like maybe. It. Or,
Anyway, I get the feeling I've already run out of Batman ideas.
Okay, that's fine.
But
what's your next note then?
I'm going to go ahead and say I really like the combo of Idris Elba as Batman, and then damn it, another black man playing the Joker, the first black Joker.
Okay,
David Alan Greer. I think it's great. Give him a good script, a good director, and they would just fucking knock it out of the park.
They would absolutely.
Now this kind of goes into the next one, I think, because Idris Elba is a man that my wife would, without hesitation, leave me for and end our marriage. Now, he's that much of a beautiful human being. She swoons every time she sees him, and Joe, I feel just slightly emasculated every time he comes on the screen.
I think that, let's be honest, if she left you for him, your marriage wouldn't necessarily end, because now you got that Hollywood inside track. You're like, hey, you can lick his nipples all you want, babe, as long as you don't leave me, because I want some of that, you know, Hollywood access.
Well, I asked her. I just said, you know, if he showed up at the door right now and he was like, you know, me and you right now, she's like, yeah, I would do it. And I'm like, look, can I just watch? And she's like, sure, honey. I'm like, okay, now this is a stretch. Can I join in? And she was like, Yeah. check it out. I'm pretty sure that scenario, even though I would be involved briefly, I still think this would end in a divorce.
Well, I mean,
I can't really put my finger on it. Well, that's like, again, I'm not gay, so I can't put my finger on it being Idris Elba's penis.
Right.
But I just would want to be involved. I would want to be involved.
You could be the cameraman.
I certainly would want to watch.
You could be the towel boy. You could run and get them frescas, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be a cheerleader.
Cheerleader, yeah.
On the side?
Yeah, I think so.
Good job. Good job, Idris.
Good job.
Give it to him, honey.
Idris, she likes it. No. Move your hand to the left. There you go, buddy. There you go. That's what she likes. Okay.
All right, I'm feeling icky inside. That goes right next... into the next one, because then my wife, this how classy she is. She's like, you know what? How about Billy Crudup? Or what? How do you say his name?
Billy Crudup. Billy Crudup.
Billy Crudup. Well, she was like, I changed my mind. Well, actually, can I have them both? I'd like Idris and Billy Crudup. How about that? She's like, can I have Billy Crudup too? And I was like, can you? The question is, would you? And she said yes.
I'm trying to make sure this is the same guy. This is the dude who was born in 1968. He's from Manhasset, New York.
Yeah, he was in, back to superheroes, he played Dr. Universe.
Oh, the blue glowing guy?
The blue guy with the blue penis.
The guy, walking around with the, okay. He was also in that movie, Almost Famous, where Zooey Deschanel got her start.
Yeah, he was like one of the main characters in that movie. He's a good actor.
He is.
He's good.
Good guy.
But my wife is just smitten with that guy.
So
he's great.
So if like Billy Crudo, or whatever his name is, if Billy Crudz and Idris Elba showed up at your house at the same time, your chance might be that they beat each other up so much that you're like, you're the consolation prize. She's like, I can't go to either of these beat up fuckers. What am I supposed to do? Take care of them? They're not good looking anymore. They're all puffy. Come on, Joe. Let's screw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That might be your hope. You should get their phone numbers.
If they both showed up, then I would just feel, again, I would feel truly emasculated at that point. And then just see how delighted my wife might be. And then maybe I would just start to weep. And I think that Billy Crudup is a sensitive guy. Maybe even, again, Idris is more smoldering. Billy seems like a sensitive guy. So he might comfort me. And I might end up just having a delightful conversation while my wife made sweet love to Idris Elba.
So there you go. Dude, you nailed it. You get both of their phone numbers. If one shows up, you call the other. And you're like, get over here. It's happening. And then whoever she picks, you hang out with the other one. You're like, you go get some wings. You know, you play a little b-ball. Maybe, I don't know, visit the Rosicrucian Museum. Whatever the fuck you guys want to do. I don't know. And okay. Just you know.
Cool. Let me see if I can segue into another note here.
Do that.
There's been kind of there's no segue between crane kick farting and Idris Elba.
There is. Just come on now.
That was a hard left turn. I don't know what to make of this. I guess I've got some thoughts about it. It says here, well, I guess we're still with movie stars, so there's a segue. It says Billy Bob Thornton's filthy mitts. And it also says, also Billy Bob Thornton's terrible music and unmistakable talent as an actor.
Okay.
So maybe that just speaks for itself. Well, except for the filthy mitts thing. Do you know where I might have come up with that?
I don't. No, I'm not familiar with his oeuvre.
Well, it's just that he seems to be just unbelievably attractive to super hot women.
Yeah.
And not just because he's famous. I think there's something else going on there that just – he's just a magnet for super hot women.
Angelina Jolie could play the Joker.
Yeah, and I don't want to
– sorry.
I just want to say, yeah, she could. Wow. Oh, shit. She would do a real good job. Yeah. You know, if Billy Bob Thornton was Batman, I'd be a little underwhelmed, I think. And especially if he played Batman actually as the dude from Sling Blade.
That's exactly where I was going for.
Was that what you were thinking?
Yeah. Becky, you could put down that gun. Yeah. I'm Batman. I don't know. I've never seen the movie. I've only heard people do shitty impressions.
I hit him upside the head with my batarang. Damn near took his head off. But you call it a sling blade. Anyway, so Billy Bob Thornton's filthy mitts is that this is not fair to Billy Bob Thornton. Okay. I feel like I have a sense for what an attractive guy is, and he doesn't seem particularly attractive to me.
Okay.
So like if you watch a movie, well, first of all, you just think about – he was quite a bit older than Angelina Jolie when they were together, and I would just imagine them, oh my God, he's having sex with this woman. And then my first thought is, Billy Bob Thornton, get your filthy mitts off of Angelina Jolie. Get your filthy mitts off of her. But again, that's not fair to him. But then I was watching this movie called Monster's Ball.
Okay.
And Halle Berry is stunning, just ravishing. And there's a scene in that movie. You might want to check it out. You might want to get some fucking tissues and lotion because there is a sex scene between Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry that is basically pornography. I mean, it's hardcore. It's graphic. And I am so – it's tough for me to watch because it's so sexy and Halle Berry's having sex. And then it's Billy Bob Thornton and I'm like – oh my God, get off of her. Like, stop touching her that way. Get your filthy mitts off of Halle Berry, Billy Bob Thornton. Okay.
Two things you reminded me of. One, you reminded me of watching, what's that guy's name? The Devil Knows You're Dead. Remember that movie, Devil Knows You're Dead? Had,
yes, so Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Him.
Giving it to, what's her name? Super hot.
She won an Academy Award for, My Cousin Vinny.
Damn it, we can't, don't Marissa Wikipedia
Tomei.
It.
Marissa Tomei. So at the beginning of The Devil Knows You're Dead, or No One Knows When You're Dead, or The Devil Will Fuck
Super
You in the
Ass.
Super
graphic scene.
Yeah, so Philip Seymour Hoffman, who extremely talented, like mad respect, but I don't want to see that body behind hers doing what they were doing. I don't.
So you know how I feel.
I know
and
exactly.
I don't want to disrespect these great actors. I mean, no. Billy Bob Thornton, Philip Seymour Hoffman was just a shining talent.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to say it. Philip Seymour Hoffman, get your filthy mitts off of Marissa Tomei.
Philip Seymour Hoffman was in Almost Famous with Billy Crudup.
Ooh.
So there you go, a little connection.
Making connections here. Connections.
And here's another
story. Okay, so Billy Bob Thornton is very, very talented.
I wrote a short story called Billy Bob Thornton once. Do you want to hear it? I won't read it all to you. I'll read it a little bit. Apparently, I was numbering my paragraphs. This is a 10-paragraph story. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just read you. In 1984, I was walking my dog down a sidewalk when I spied in a car. Yeah, that's how I wrote it. I spied in a car a man who may or may not have been the now famous Billy Bob Thornton. At the time, he was not famous. He had done several films by this point in his now illustrious career, including but not limited to Chopper Chicks in Zombie Town with Martha Quinn and Indecent Proposal as Day Tripper. But his fame had not yet reached those of us who would only know the names that appear in People magazine. This was before the internet. I was 14 years old. Okay, so that's the first paragraph. Here's the second one, then I'm done. It wasn't Billy Bob Thornton. On that day, it turns out, he was in a small town doing heroin with the daughter of an extraordinarily inept but nevertheless important producer. He was 39 years old. The daughter was 17. She told Billy she was 22. So clearly, Joe, when I was writing this, I was thinking the same thing as you are thinking now. Get your mitts.
The filthy mitts, yeah.
Filthy mitts off that young woman.
Well, I think Billy Bob Thornton should come out with a movie called Filthy Mitts.
I think that'd be good.
Actually, all you see on the cover of the DVD, or you know, the cover, the poster would be just a close up of Billy Bob Thornton's face, and he's looking right at you, and he's just got a shit eating grin on his face.
Yeah,
that's it. And it's called Filthy Mitts.
It's called Filthy Mitts,
and it's just him doing sex scenes with like all of the hottest women in Hollywood. There's no plot.
It's a remake of...
It's not even a porno, though. It's not a porno.
No.
You wouldn't advertise it that way. It's just Filthy Mitts. He's just making you jealous.
It's a remake of Bull Durham, but also... What was that movie with Dane Cook where every time he had sex with a woman, she ended up getting married to someone? What was that movie? And
for that one.
And, yeah, him and not really one good-looking gal who could probably pay... She can play the Joker. What was her name? She was in movie where they made everything look cartoony, but it wasn't. He was in Good Luck Chuck, Dane Cook, Good Luck Chuck, and in that movie with him was where is she?
Oh, you're killing me.
Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba.
Oh, very good.
So Billy Bob Thornton, Dirty Mitts is a baseball movie.
Filthy Mitts.
Yeah.
It's a baseball movie.
Yeah, right? But instead of him being the baseball player, what it is that he goes around having sex with female baseball players, and every time he does, they win the game. And so they're just screwing constantly, kind of like Good Luck Chuck. But then, you know, he and one of them, and they fall in love, right? And he can't be screwing other chicks, but he wants them to win because, I don't know, he bet a lot of money on something or another. And Filthy Mitts. There you go.
That's great. I love where you took that. To end off our Billy Bob Thornton segment.
Yeah.
And that's what we just had. I can't believe it. But could you YouTube for me any song from Billy Bob Thornton and his band?
Sure. Yeah. Let's see. I'm gonna walk you through it. Here's YouTube.
And then I'd like to hear a review of Billy whatever song it is.
Bob Thornton. Music doesn't even come up. Let's see, Billy.
Do you got to walk us through it, button?
Yep, I do, but it's buried underneath YouTube right now.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Can you
walk us through it?
Can I just give you names and you tell me which one?
I can't even think of one. He's never let me down. Right, every time I've hit play on any music video of his, I hear the same thing. I don't want to give anything away, but let's go into it.
I'm going to do this one. I don't know if there's going to be an ad first. That's dreamy. Oops. So far, I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Every corner. Oh, yeah.
Of every street.
Okay, that's terrible.
See it on the face of everybody I meet.
Yeah, no, that's not good. You're right.
It comes out of nowhere.
Okay. Thanks, Bobby.
Well... you know what? Remember when we were talking about mumble rap and I was like, pick any song from this son of a bitch and it's going to be terrible. And it was terrible. But yeah. Just like last time, you know what? That was the best Billy Bob Thornton music I've ever heard.
Really?
Okay. Most of the time, I make it a few lines in and I cringe like real hard.
Yeah.
Real hard. Like a double over. And my eyes roll painfully to the back of my head like, so bad.
Well, that was my blue shadow. No, your blue shadow from 2001. Blah, Thornton. Okay, what's next in your notes, Joe?
Yeah, sorry, that was disappointing because that really wasn't so bad. My whole point was Billy Bob Thornton has all these talents. He's got his filthy mitts on, all these beautiful women. And then when you hear his music, it's just rather disappointing. Like, I've always been like, man, that's not good. But, you know, what the fuck do I know?
What the fuck?
Billy Bob Thornton. Can't fuck with him. Yeah. Anyway, also, Rod Stewart cannot attend my funeral. That's the next note.
Okay, I was going to call the show Jewels Be Costly, but instead I'm going to call it Rod Stewart Cannot Attend My Funeral. That's awesome, Joe.
And I don't know where this comes from. I'm echoing a little bit here. Hold on. But however it started, I think it was my friend. Either I thought this up because I some songs I hear from Rod Stewart, he's a really good singer. I really liked him in that band Faces or The Faces or whatever.
He was in a band called
He's a really
the
good
Faces?
Singer. But then sometimes I hear songs from him and I'm so cheesed out by it that I think I just blurted out. I was trying to say something terrible about Rod Stewart and all I could come up with was like, he's not even allowed to come to my funeral. Like that was my response to
that was
to
your
shittier music.
Okay, sorry. Just wanted to play a little bit of Rod Stewart there. I got the organ.
Well, and you certainly don't want that music in the background at
when
your funeral.
At your funeral.
Yeah.
If you like my body
to my
and you think
Gus
I'm
about
sexy,
this. He thought it was really funny. Oh God, Rod Stewart can't come to your funeral. That's really great. That's okay because Rod Stewart's getting up there in age, and I'm probably going to outlive him.
Probably.
But
let's see how old he is.
Yeah, let's stay away from that. Rod Stewart's probably going to live longer than me. There's something going on with that guy. Not that he's always looked 83, but I think he's going to live to like 123. So if he wanted to come to my funeral, he probably wouldn't be available, but he would be alive.
I think that he was born in 1945. He's actually older than my dad. Danger Lee Daniels. That's kind of funny. I thought he was Australian. No, he's not Australian. He married an Australian. That's what it was.
He's British, isn't he?
Yeah. He's British. He's from London. He's born in London.
Anyway, so I have a final request, and you can help out with this too, because we've been telling this joke, Gus and I, about how Rod Stewart can't come to my funeral. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was Gus that came up with this idea where he would like to hire a Rod Stewart impersonator to show up at my funeral.
Okay.
And then as Gus is saying a few words about me and my life, he all of a sudden gets this shocked look on his face and he points into the crowd and he goes, "You, sir!" And then this Rod Stewart looking motherfucker like looks around like, "What?" He goes, "Get the hell out of here." And then Rod Stewart stands up and walks out. And then Gus doesn't make any other comment. He just goes, "Where was I?" And he just continues.
That's going to be
anyway,
at your funeral.
I loved that idea so much that I'm really not kidding. And I'm pretty sure you're going to outlive me too. So can you guys just make that happen for me?
I think we're going
to
do it.
Can you kick Rod Stewart? Look, if you can get Rod Stewart to come to my funeral and actually kick his ass out and he has a good enough sense of humor to play along, oh my God. That'd be great. Anyway, that's a tall order, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. For what it's worth,
if you have to just dress a comedian up like Rod Stewart and kick his ass at my funeral, how about that?
That's what we're going to do. I think that would be great. I Googled Rod Stewart impersonator, and then Autofill gave me these options. Boise, Owensboro, Ocean City, Maryland, or Tenerife. So if you're going to die, Joe, and I don't want you to, but if you do, if you could do it in Boise, Owensboro, Ocean City, or Tenerife, then we've got the impersonator part covered. Because they apparently are there.
What, you guys don't have the funds to fly the son of a bitch out? Like, see, we can't have it in Davenport? Did you say Davenport?
No, I didn't. I said Boise. It's Ocean City, Maryland's not terribly far. I mean, it is, but we can I don't know, throw him in the back of a van. But just don't die. Or even better, you know what? The sequel to Dirty Mitts is this really fuck. You remember that movie, The Game, with Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas, yeah.
And yeah. Was it Kevin Bacon? No, it was...
No, Sean Penn.
Sean Penn.
I love that movie. David Fincher directed it.
So it's going to be... Cool movie. The Dirty Mitts is going to be a sequel that's going to be a mashup of The Game and this straight to...
It's Filthy Mitts. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
What did I say? Dirty Mitts?
Yeah. Filthy Mitts is better.
The sequel's called Dirty Mitts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Continue.
And in this one, it's about a guy who is told that a Rod Stewart impersonator will be at his funeral. And so he assiduously avoids every city where there is a Rod Stewart impersonator, including Boise, Owensboro, Ocean City, and Tenerife. And so he has to avoid these cities, even though that's where the baseball teams are going. And, you know, he has to have sex with them so they win. And it's going to be like The Game because of the way he has to, like, negotiate. Somehow there's going to be keys and cabs and, like, falling through windows and big pillows you land on. Dirty Mitts.
That is a truly bizarre film.
Well, I just wanted to have it. Yeah.
And Rod Stewart needs to make an actual cameo.
Well, he'll be in it, yeah.
Just show his face for real with Billy Bob Thornton.
It's going to be Billy Bob playing you or something will be sitting in a bar and you're all, like, all cut up and stuff because you've been trying to avoid the city, but you just can't and you're just all messed up and, like, your penis is, like, all black from fires and stuff because of all the sex you've been having and you're, like, drinking this drink and you pull out your wallet and it's empty and you're like, oh, that's just another thing. And bartender says, don't worry, guy at the end of the bar took care of it. And you look over and it's Rod Stewart. He gives you a little one of these. You can't see what I'm doing. Gives you one of those little salutes and walks out.
A little point fart.
He walks by. He says, "You can't avoid your fate, mate." And he farts. And he moves on. And that was not how
winks
he talks.
And point farts. Gotcha. That's his cameo.
See,
I think this is a really good segue to the next thing that I see on my notes.
Okay, good, good.
It says, "Nothing fucking makes a fat fuck look fatter than a fat fuck eating fast food."
Dude, I think you just came up with the next Weight Watchers slogan.
Anyway, I think I accidentally said that, if I remember right, and I was like, that's a tongue twister, and then I wrote it down.
All right, yeah.
Nothing fucking makes a fat fuck look fatter than a fat fuck eating fast food.
Yeah, that's got a kind of a rhythm to it. I think you should, like, lay that down and put a beat on top of it and...
Or maybe just find a song to obscenitize and put that in there.
Yeah, I like that. What's the? There's a song that ends like that. It's like, some, and da da da. Like, that's Smooth Lovin' with the KFC. No, what is it? I don't know. Crunch Time Lemonade makes you happy. I can't remember. It's some song.
Try again.
I can't. I don't know. It's like, Summertime Lovin' don't get no crabs. Anyway, I'll think of it when we're not on air and send it to you. And you can. It'd be really good for you to do that fat fuck at the fast food fucker thing at the end of it.
Okay. Something like that. You know, there's not much of a conversation we can have about that tongue twister, but there it is. Yeah. I wrote it down.
Yeah. I'd like to go on the record, though, as saying that if anybody can turn any meaningless piece of shit into an hour-long conversation, it's Joe and Jason.
On jerking off beside couches.
That's right.
Because that's a nice couch.
Don't get your filthy semen on that dirty couch.
Well, have you ever named your furniture? Actually, you know what I wanted to hear?
No, real quick, have you ever named your furniture? Like, would you name your couch Angelina?
That seems rude.
To whom?
To Angelina.
Well, I don't know. There's more than one. You could, like, people would say, oh, Angelina Jolie. Like, no, come on.
She's already been molested by all sorts of filthy mitts and stuff. The last thing she needs is my, like, greasy underwear ass all over her all the time.
I'm going to contradict you there. Give agency to Angelina. She's the one who did the molesting, okay? If she's going to play Joker in...
Fucking A. That's
right. Against Idris Elba, she's the molester. Yeah.
Angelina Jolie, get your filthy mitts off of Billy Bob Thornton. That's what I want to say.
Exactly. And just sit there, because you're my couch. That's what happens. Billy Bob Thornton came over to your house, because he heard Idris Elba and Billy Crudup were there. And he's like, I'm going to check out this girl that everybody's coming over to see. And he's there, and he sits down on your couch, and you're like... Fuck, why? Billy Bob Thornton's on my couch! And you just lose your shit. And that's the third movie in our triple feature. Filthy Mitts, Dirty Mitts, and I don't know what the third one's called. You tell me.
I cannot come up with it. It's what is it? It's Filthy Mitts and then Dirty Mitts.
And then Dirty
Filthy
Mitts.
Filthy Mitts Part 2.
Yeah.
And then Filthy Mitts Part 3. And Gene to Joan D. Oh, but...
Filthy Mitts Part 3. And then Gene to Joan D.
Everybody loves food. I failed saying that woman's name.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You were going to read from your notes again, sorry.
Well, again, I think we got a good segue here because what I just said was total gibberish, and I found here in my notes things that make no sense at all.
Okay, good.
tell me if you can. Okay, this is on June 8th.
Oh, you dated these. And, wow.
Yeah, and the name, because all of these things have names, and then you go in, and then there's more kind of like subcategories and stuff. That's kind of how it seems.
Is this
to work.
Like a digital this thing, one, or is this on paper? What are you talking about?
It's like a little note app, so it's all on my phone.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so you know, it's like a, I guess it's like a buck slip, like Adam Carolla would have, except it's a digital buck slip.
Okay.
Anyway,
don't know what that is.
This okay. just says, I don't know. I think it's just a little notepad, handheld notepad.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what this is. This is fucking weird. Tell me if you know what this means. I just wrote one word.
All right.
And I think you pronounce it Caiaphanous.
Caiaphanous? So
it's Caiaphanes. Do you know what that means?
C-A-I-F-
Why did I write that down?
Caiaphanes? No.
Anes.
Anes. Caiaphanes.
Mm-hmm. The fuck is that?
I don't know. I'll Google it.
I suspect it's nothing. I think, honestly, I woke up in the middle of the night and typed that word and nodded like, oh, yeah, and then went back to sleep. And it means nothing.
C-A-I-F-A. Oops. C-A-I-F. Oh, wow, I can't even type. N-E-S. Well, apparently it's a place in... it's a band, Joe.
It is?
It's a band from...
Are they
from
good?
Mexico City.
Why did I write this down?
Apparently, you like this band called Caiaphanes. Caiaphanes.
Is it like a Spanish word?
I don't know if it's a Spanish. Well, they're Spanish or they're Mexican, which is, you know. Let's listen. You know, we got the YouTubes here, right? Oh yeah, thanks Google. I did spell Caiaphanes wrong. Let's listen to. Do you want to listen to La Célula que Explota? Or do you want to hear Viento? Or do you want to hear Afuera?
Afuera.
Okay, let's listen to Afuera. All right, here we go. All right, so I like it. So. It's.
You know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
Toto.
A little bit. Here, let me jump to the middle. I went longer than I meant to because the video, if you look this up, Joe, is I can't tell if the other boxer is a woman, but the one who's kicking ass is a woman. It's black and white, it's real gritty, and yeah, it's a woman boxer. So I'm gonna just skip to the middle and maybe hear some singing. Okay, yeah, so, and now it's a little boy who's staring into the eyes of a lizard. I'm sorry, I'm not making this up. That's what this video is, so. That's why you wrote it down.
You know what? I did just remember what happened here.
Okay, cool.
Oh my God, yeah, it is the band. It's the band.
Okay.
I was sitting in this bar. Here's another Gus story. I was waiting for Gus. We were going to have a beer. And this band came on, and... Now, that example of the music, I don't think – that's not as good as what I heard.
Okay.
But I can hear some potential in there that it might be really up my alley, like some of the selections might really get me going.
Okay.
And the reason why I think that is because I really like this band called Maná.
Maná, okay.
That's like a – well, it's a rock band, but okay. It's, you know, it's all in Espanol and it's it's got this like – I think they're from Mexico. It's got this flair, to it. And and I was sitting there at the bar waiting for Gus, and I could have sworn I was hearing a Mana song. See, there's that voice. Sounds like the dude from Mana.
So you're telling me that all Mexican people sound the same to you, Joe? Is that what you're saying? I'm fucking with you.
No, I'm saying that all... I'm saying that Idris Elba needs to be Batman.
It's what you're saying.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with race. What I'm saying is I turned to the only other two people in the bar, and I was like, okay, one of these dudes must have put it on the jukebox. It was on the jukebox.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is... I don't think I've ever heard this song from Mana. I just straight out said it.
Yeah.
And they looked at each other, and then they looked at me like I was a fucking idiot. Right. And then they said that word. And I was like, excuse me? And they're like, this is not Mana. This is – and they said that word. And I was like, can you spell it for me? And that's when I popped out my phone and typed it in to my phone.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That was not an interesting story.
No, it kind
of
was.
We did get to the bottom of it.
Hey, how close are you to Puebla? I mean, obviously you're very far away because you're in Davenport, Iowa. But if you were to buy tickets and fly to see somebody, I don't know, in San Diego, how long would you have to drive to get to Puebla? Do you know?
Well, there's a town in Colorado called Pueblo.
Puebla.
Puebla's in what, California?
I don't know. So Mana is touring. They're going to be in Santa Cruz. You know what? I think this is all South America. Because I was thinking, Santa Cruz, California. And then they're going to fly down to Lima and then Arequipa and then up to La Paz. No, this is all in. Sorry. Never mind.
Well, and as I understand it, Puebla means town. So I was like, can you fucking narrow that down for me, please?
That's true.
Like, how far away from me are you from town?
Yeah.
Well,
tell you what, pretty close and pretty far.
I'm pretty close unless I'm backpacking.
Hey, Jose, what do you want to call this place? What, our town? Yeah, we could call it town. No, I mean, Santa Cruz, New Lima, what do you think? Nah, but just Puebla.
No, not masculine town, feminine town.
Yeah, Puebla. Puebla. There's already a Pueblo.
There's already a Pueblo. We don't need those.
You're called Puebla. Well, how about, okay, Cuidad? No. It's not that big yet. We're going to call Puebla. So Mana is on tour right now. You know, I might as well see if Kaifanis is on tour. Kaif? I don't know how to pronounce it, Kaif. Because maybe you want to go see them, Joe. One of my favorite bands is going to be in a town near me in September. So I'm going to go see Earthless when they perform.
Cephanis. I'm sorry. I think it's Cephanis.
Well, they must have said it. The people who know them must have said something.
That's
right?
Why I'm trying to I'm trying to remember what it sounded like when they were telling me this. They repeated it over and over again. I'm like, yeah, I think it started with a Cephanis. Something like that.
All right. Here's their tour dates.
We continue with the boring show.
Dude.
Lethargy show.
You know what? How I laughed and I said, it would be like naming your town Cuidad. Well, that's the name of Mexico City. I inadvertently, that's what it's really called. It's Cuidad de Mexico, Mexico City. They're going to be in San Francisco in September, Cephanis, and Las Vegas. You want to fly to Vegas, party hard, see Caifanes? No? Okay, moving on. What's your next note, Joe? Let's see how much time we got left. We got 2 minutes.
Sorry,
so you
spaced
bust
out.
It out.
Every once in a while, I did that thing where I started staring at my water heater. Not that it's more entertaining than you.
Well, sometimes.
I've got some sort of thing with my water heater where I'll have this moment of peace staring at it. I don't know why.
It's some sort of tantric thing, right?
And speaking of senselessness, here's another one. Yeah. This doesn't make any sense. We made sense of the last one. I'm proud of us both. Well, you helped me, I think.
Yeah, the internet helped you.
But this says the wooden nickel, okay? And then I hit that. That's the name of the file.
Okay.
And then it says inside, it says, go-go joint. I accidentally broke his arm.
And is that something happened to you in the past, or?
Oh, no, we're not going anywhere with this. I have no memory of this. I don't know what the hell is going on here. The wooden nickel, go-go joint. I accidentally broke his arm. Was I hypnotized or in some sort of state where I was kind of dredging up, I don't know, repressed memories?
Well, what do you understand?
Like, did I break somebody's arm in a go-go joint called the wooden nickel? That's all I can come up with.
Well, there is a
accidentally. It's not like I was in hand-to-hand combat and I just aggressively broke some dude's arm to like teach him a lesson because he was hitting on my wife at the wooden nickel. I don't think that's how it went down.
Well, there is a dance, a line dance called the wooden nickel. Yeah, apparently, according to your friend of mine, Google. There's a Wooden Nickel San Francisco. Let's see what that is. It's a bar. It's a bar.
Is it a go-go joint?
Eh, doesn't look like it. Looks like it's a stop-stop joint. Ba-dum-bum.
All right, well, yeah. Here's an assignment for our listener. If you can figure out what that means, the Wooden Nickel go-go joint, I accidentally broke his arm.
Yeah.
Holy crap. No way, we're done?
Yeah, we're done. We keep talking. This song's long. Somebody can figure out.
I wanted to tell you about...
It's the first JBC contest. Write in with your theory as to what Joe meant when he said, go-go nickel, wooden joint, broke his arm. Wait, that's not what you said. What did you say?
That was even better. Let's stick with that. I like that one better.
Go-go nickel. Mm-hmm. That would be... Okay, that's the fourth movie, which is a reboot of the first movie. Go-go nickel. The inside story of how Filthy Mitts was made.
Wow. Directed by David Lynch.
That's right. The corpse of David Lynch. Starring Rod Stewart, Billy Bob Thornton, Angelina Jolie.
That was good
and
timing.
Their couches.
You said the corpse of David Lynch right when the rug stop hit. That was beautiful.
Nice. All right.
Just a couple of things. There's a lot more notes, but I wanted to throw these out. Just
do it.
I think they're kind of funny. Some of the upcoming montages... I came up with names for montages.
Okay.
I feel like we say a lot of insensitive things. No. I don't know what show we're going to do this montage on. It'll be an argument for cancellation, but I want to call it the Insensitage.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah. And now, next week we're doing an animal episode.
Yep.
I think Shags is coming on. I think Pauline might be coming on to talk about crazy animals.
Also very good.
It'll be like the nature episode. And if I can pull it together, I don't think I can because we don't talk about animals enough, but I was going to put together a montage of us having ridiculous kind of exchanges about animals, and I wanted to call it the Zoolitage.
I like it.
You like
remind me on our animal episode to tell you my zoology joke.
Okay, great. Well, that's next week.
Next week. All right, I'm going to mute myself. I'm going to do some tippy-tappy typing. Joe, you're going to listen to the music as it gets louder and louder, and you're going to shout something hilarious. And, I just walked you through it, but I can't press that button because it'll turn off the music. So, good night, everybody.
Rod Stewart, get your filthy mitts out of my funeral! There's a point fart at the end of this. Nothing fucking makes a fat fuck look fatter than a fat fuck eating fast food.